This sponsorship is brought to you by Plaid. If you're building a finance app or service, Plaid is the easiest way to get started. With Plaid's API, your users can securely connect their bank account to your app in as little as 7 seconds. Start building with Plaid today at www.plaid.com/WSJ.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, April 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've been talking a lot on the show about high inflation and how it can seem like prices are up every time you go to the store. But inflation at levels that haven't been seen in decades can also have a more subtle effect. It makes it hard to gauge what's a good price for something and what isn't.
When prices are so high and everything feels expensive, it's harder for us to recalibrate and get a sense of what is a good deal and what is not in our budget or, you know, too high to pay.
On today's show, we'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Julia Carpenter, about the psychology behind inflation and how changing the way you think about prices can make you a smarter shopper. That's after the break.
This sponsorship is brought to you by Plaid. If you're building a finance app or service, Plaid is the easiest way to get started. With Plaid's API, your users can securely connect their bank accounts to your app in as little as 7 seconds. In fact, 1 in 4 U.S. adults have used Plaid to connect their account to an app that can help them pay back their roommate, save money, or take control of their financial future. With just a few lines of code, you can start building with Plaid today. Visit plaid.com/WSJ to learn more.
High inflation isn't expected to let up anytime soon, and the relatively low prices we saw for food and gas a year ago could be a distant memory. So amid persistently higher prices, how can shoppers determine if they're actually getting a good deal? WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter has been looking into how high inflation changes our perceptions of prices and what we can do about it, and she joins us now to discuss. Hey, Julia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Julia, inflation rising at the pace we've seen in the past several months is new to a lot of people, right?
When I talk to people about this, they're talking about going to the grocery store, going to the gas pump, really noticing an enormous jump in prices. Not just the usual fluctuation, not just the summer price creep, which we are typically familiar with. Prices increase a bit in the summer because more people are traveling. There's vacation costs. People are noticing some of the things that they normally spend are a little bit pricier. Again, mostly because of transportation costs. So we're familiar with that. And we're familiar maybe with just normal price fluctuations in different items. But we've talked a lot about supply and demand and the supply crunch we've seen. But this is different. You know, this is multiple dollars difference on items that people consider key to their budgets.
Okay, so you've been speaking with experts about how people think about prices, especially in a time of high inflation. What do they say about factors that typically go into how we think about prices and what a, quote, good price is?
Research shows our understanding of prices and affordability is disproportionately affected by those key items that make up our budgets. So if I'm somebody who buys chicken breast every single week, I sort of notice when the price of chicken breast goes up 25%, and I think in my head, wow, everything is going up 25%. If you don't buy chicken breast, you have some other item that makes up that mental benchmark that we're kind of equating here. So it's interesting to see that we notice this on an individual level and then sort of extrapolate it to the larger economy.
So a lot of this is in our heads?
It's not that it's in our heads. It's actually happening. I mean, look at your grocery store receipt and you'll see, but it's much more individualized than maybe we think. You know, for example, I don't drive, but my sister does. So her understanding of gas prices is different than mine. My understanding of gas prices is, I notice it at the pump when I drive by it, and I've noticed it in Ubers when I pay for it, but she notices it on a daily level. So it's more affecting for her.
And what impact does this kind of disorientation have on people's spending habits?
It makes it harder to recalibrate. So normally we would be able to suss out, okay, wow, it's expensive at this store and cheaper at this store. We'll start shopping at this store. But when prices are so high and everything feels expensive, it's harder for us to recalibrate and get a sense of what is a good deal and what is not in our budget or, you know, too high to pay.
And as you mentioned, a lot of people have never seen this level of inflation before.
We haven't seen levels of inflation like this since 1982, which means that for people under 40, this is the highest inflation has ever been in their lifetimes. Getting accustomed to that when you are already deep into your financial habits is definitely a wake-up call for a lot of people. There's a heightened importance to the ability to adapt here. You know, somebody who is already halfway through their financial life, has made some short-term decisions as well as long-term ones, now has to pivot those things when we're seeing inflation affecting our day-to-day.
But is there a concern that maybe people are getting to a point where they expect there to be inflation and they're willing to pay higher prices?
I think that that's something that sort of happens. When I was talking with experts, they brought that up again. You know, they said, talk to one of your grandparents. Your grandparents will say, well, I think paying more than a quarter for X item is absolutely outrageous. And we've just gotten used to paying higher prices. The difference is the time frame. This is happening much more quickly than we've noticed. So maybe you've thought before, $4 is completely reasonable for a coffee. And then in a few years, maybe you would have said, okay, well, I guess I'm paying $6 now. That, instead of a few years time horizon, is now a few months time horizon. So we're feeling it much more acutely. So when you start paying these higher prices, inflation sort of conditions you. You start baking it into your budget. You know, you start excluding things from your budget or substituting things in your budget, and it shapes you. It shapes how you think about your spending plan.
Now, you spoke with a few individual shoppers. How are they approaching this?
I spoke with people who are noticing price increases and are doing one of two things. They're either cutting that thing out of their budget altogether, or they're accepting the increase and then making other substitutions or other adjustments elsewhere in their budget. So I spoke with one woman who, when her Netflix plan went up, she cut Netflix altogether. She saw an ad for Tubi, which is a free streaming service, and she said, okay, I'm doing this, cutting it out. I think that's something that a lot of people are sort of loath to do. We don't like lack. We prefer instead making adjustments or sort of believing that we can have the things that we're used to by making increases or decreases elsewhere. I spoke with somebody else who has just noticed that rent is so high right now. It's high across the country in multiple different locations. He said that he's just going to be paying more when he moves apartments. He has accepted the price that I was paying for my previous apartment doesn't exist anymore. I have to change.
Okay, so let's talk about how experts say consumers can be smarter shoppers when they visit the store. How do they suggest that people wrap their minds around these constantly fluctuating prices?
So one thing that people do that I found really interesting is that people actually will sometimes spend more in periods of inflation because prices are going up on big ticket items and they're seeing, oh my gosh, that new refrigerator is so much more than it was a month ago. We should go ahead and buy the refrigerator now instead of waiting. But actually, comparison shopping, even though it's more work, even though it's more tedious, can really help people here. So instead of just pulling the trigger and buying the new refrigerator, for example, as soon as you see that its price has crept up and you want to sort of lock in that price now, comparison shopping can really help. I mean, there's lots of ways to do this. You can talk to friends about what they've paid, sort of see who's paying what for what. There's also tools online where you can compare prices for different things or read reviews. And honestly, even though it's more work, a lot of people say that it helps you with saving in the long run.
So fear of missing out comes into play here?
Fear of missing out, but I think fear of also being duped, you know? Nobody likes the feeling of looking back and saying, wow, now refrigerators are this much. Last month they were this much. Should have bought it then. People think that they're smarter when they lock in that larger price, but what often happens is that we're just spending more to get ahead of ourselves.
You know, you talk about doing research and comparison shopping. That's something we hear that could benefit consumers, whether we're in a high inflationary period or not.
I think that this period of high inflation sort of gave everybody a reality check. We realized what areas of our budgets are super price sensitive, where inflation is affecting us the most. And that sort of opened people's eyes to where they should be thinking about their spending, where they should be looking for deals more acutely.
So it seems like based on what the experts are telling you, things are not as simple as products being just cheap or expensive anymore.
I think that our understanding of expensive is very individual as well. You know, what I consider expensive for one item might be cheap to another person. What they consider cheap might be, an absolute bargain steal to me. It's very relative, but what's happening now is everyone is aware of things being more expensive. No matter what your mental benchmark is, you know, those items we talked about at the beginning of this interview, everything is rising. So cheap and expensive are sort of being squeezed out. There's kind of only expensive. And when I talked to people, they said they're not even thinking about cheap or expensive anymore. They're just thinking of affordable. What is affordable?
Okay, so looking ahead, some economists are predicting that inflation could actually ease somewhat later on in the year. But how do experts say that people could actually be tripped up in that kind of a situation?
So when we see inflation decrease, you know, to 5%, say, when right now it's closer to 8%, prices aren't going to move in lockstep with that. So it's not as simple as, wow, inflation is lower today. I've noticed that blueberries are cheaper. prices are much more sticky than that. And if we get used to paying these higher prices, I think we should expect to be paying them for longer. If we're thinking about inflation right now being closer to 8%, and let's say a future in which inflation is 5%, that doesn't mean prices are going to then come down. Inflation at 5% means prices are rising at 5%. So they're not going to be rising as high, right? They're not going to be rising at the 8% level that we're seeing right now, but they're still going to be rising. So we're not going to expect to see, you know, prices sort of move in lockstep, like prices decreasing as soon as inflation goes down. But a lot of the strategies that we discussed here that people are using right now to cope with this super high inflation, you know, comparison shopping, for example, cutting things out of their budget altogether, those are strategies that can still help you even in an environment with slightly decreased inflation.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.